Chapter 17. The Books Were Opened. As years rolled on, Jonathan enjoyed all the blessings and pleasures his eternal home offered. Boredom was a thing of the past, something that disappeared a long, long time ago in a world that did not even exist anymore. The Lord of the Kingdom gave abundant life to everyone, so their lives were always fruitful and enjoyable. There was always something to do, something new to see, someone to visit, some job that needed completion. Worship was continual, for everything that was done for the glory of God. The heirs of the kingdom could say with great confidence that their king satisfied them every morning with his unfailing love. They continually sang for joy, and they knew they would be glad all their days. Jonathan smiled and thought, "He has truly made everything new." One day, Jonathan walked over to his dear friend Robert Smith's house, a man who was his pastor in the old world. They visited often and had lots of enjoyment from each other's company. They talked about many things, things that they were involved in the kingdom, and things in the old world. They enjoyed seeing how the Lord had directed their steps in both places. Jonathan always loved Robert, but now their relationship grew even stronger, and it continued to grow and grow with leaps and bounds. After he arrived at Robert's house, the two men sat down in the living room and were enjoying each other's company. Jonathan said to Robert, "It is wonderful how everything is made perfect here. The Lord left no detail unnoticed. Even our homes are made to fit our heavenly lives perfectly. We have everything we need to serve the Lord and the rest of the heirs of the kingdom without all those earthly limitations and entanglements." Robert added, "Know what else is amazing? It's where He has placed all our homes. They are in close proximity to all those we loved and cherished in the old world. It's truly a blessing to see the people we loved but didn't expect to see here in the kingdom, enjoying all that God had prepared for them. I've learned that God's mercy extended way past what we expected, and His salvation reached so much further than I have ever imagined." Jonathan added, "It reminds me of what a godly man said after the death of a family member. He said, 'God's grace may go out farther than we expect. The tent pegs of His grace may reach out farther than where we would have put them. When we see the death of our loved ones, we must entrust their souls into our Heavenly Father's hands. His hands are engraved with mercy and compassion, and He will do what is just and upright. We can trust Him and commit our loved ones into His hands.'" Robert said, "Many of us have had made salvation so hard. Every T had to be crossed and every I dotted. But the Lord said, 'Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.' This is so true. His grace also reaches much further than I had ever expected." It is a wonderful thing to be part of the kingdom. Even though many others that we loved were rejected and found themselves under the Lord's condemnation, it was such a sad, sad state for many. Rejected the grace that they could have been theirs in Christ Jesus. There was silence for a moment as they considered the implications of this last statement. Then Jonathan asked Robert, "What are some of the things that caused your attention most of all at the final judgment?" There was a pause for a moment as Robert began collecting his thoughts. Finally, he responded, "The sheer magnitude of it. There were so many people, millions upon millions upon millions. It was so amazing to see so many people from every generation, culture, and every country, to see all of humanity there, from every man that was rich to every man that was poor, the young and the old, sea captains to farmers, from the false prophets to those who preached the false gospel. It was such a vast crowd. It was so huge. The crowd stretched from horizon to horizon as far as the eye could see. I never realized how many people dwelt upon the earth. The whole process will always be written on my mind. I see the truth in the scripture that says we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. I am so glad that day is over. Even though we were victorious and we were accepted in the Beloved, they had so many people that were broken and their hearts and souls laid bare under the weight of their sin. Robert said softly, "I also remember on that day, no one lifted their head in pride or arrogance, but everyone was brought low, very low. We also were sinners like them who entered into eternal shame. But by the grace of God, we could stand because our advocate never left our side." Jonathan nodded in agreement. Robert continued, "It was a sad day for them, but for us, it was a day of victory and reconciliation. Our hearts and souls were lifted because the Lord was our advocate on that day, for he had supplied his loved ones with his eternal righteousness." Jonathan said, "There is truly only one mediator between God and man, and he is Christ Jesus the Lord." As they were still speaking, a bright light appeared in the midst of them. It grew in intensity until the glory of the Lord totally engulfed them. Seconds later, they found themselves transported to the great hall of worship. All over the hall, millions and millions of saints, angels, and other heavenly beings began to appear. The great King was seated at the front of the assembly, and the Lord Jesus was at his right hand. Jesus was looking out over the vast crowd, and when everyone was there and settled in place, he stood up. As he stood, the train of his royal robe began to flow down the stairs of the throne and onto the sea of glass. He then raised his hands high, and the sleeves of his robe slipped down so that traces of his wounds could be seen by the multitudes. And he said to them with a voice that sounded like a gentle wind blowing through the trees on a sunny day, "Blessed are you who were poor in spirit, for you have received the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you who mourned, for you have now been comforted. Blessed are you who are meek, for you have now inherited the new heaven and the new earth. Blessed are you who hungered and thirsted for righteousness, for you have now been filled. Blessed are you who are merciful, for you have now been shown great mercy. Blessed are you who are pure in heart, for you have now seen God. Blessed are you who are peacemakers, for you now are called the children of God. Blessed are you who are persecuted because of righteousness, for you are now in the kingdom of heaven. Blessed were you when people insulted you, persecuted you, and falsely said all kinds of evil about you because of me. For look around, rejoice, and be glad, because great is your reward here in the kingdom." The great shepherd sat back down upon his throne at the right hand of the Father. A moment later, a light mist of water